The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our new episode of our program, The Second Caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu anh. Today again, we have brought beautiful discussion for you, so make sure you stay with us from beginning to end, inshallah, zawajal. Immense amount of knowledge would be acquired. Before we delve into our today's discussion, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet, the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that he who sends salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, we're talking about Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, who's the second caliph of Islam, who is the most superior after Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Now, in today's episode, dear viewers, we will talk about two very interesting meetings that Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu had with certain individuals. And it would be of immense surprise as well for many of us when we go through who these people were with whom Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu met, whom we will discuss today. The first meeting, dear viewers, was between Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu and with the companions as well, and Ashabi Kahf. Yes, dear viewers, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu and a few other companions, they also met Ashab al-Kahf, the companions of the cave. Those companions of the cave who are in the state of sleep since several centuries. And how this meeting took place, inshallah, we will cover this in today's episode. And the second meeting, dear viewers, is of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu with Sayyiduna Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayhi, subhanallah. Who was Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayhi? He was a Tabi'i saint, a Tabi'i buzurg. In fact, it is stated that he radiyallahu anhu is amongst the chiefs, the leaders of the Qutb and Abdal. So we will talk about Uwais Qarni radiyallahu anhu as well, and how Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu met him, and what greatness and excellence Uwais Qarni radiyallahu anhu possesses. But first, let's talk about the meeting of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu and Ashab al-Kahf, the companions of the cave. So how this meeting took place, dear viewers, is that one day, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he expressed a wish in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to meet Ashab al-Kahf, to meet the companions of the cave. So as this wish arose in his heart, now Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, he came in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and humbly said that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, you cannot see them in this dunya, you cannot apparently see them in this dunya. However, amongst your elite companions, send four companions so that they can also convey your message, take your message to them, and they can invite them, meaning Ashab al-Kahf, to embrace faith upon you. Now, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he asked that, O Jibreel, how would this happen? How would I send my companions to them? And which companions of mine shall I instruct, shall I command to go to them? Then Jibreel Amin alayhi salam said that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, lay your shoulder down, and on one end ask Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu to sit, on the other end Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, on the third end Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, and on the fourth corner Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu anhu. Then call the wind, the same wind which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made subservient to Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam, because Allah Almighty has commanded it that it should obey you. and command that air. So Allah Almighty has commanded that air, which was subservient to Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah Almighty commanded that air to listen to your command, to obey you. So you then command that air to lift that very shawl upon which these four companions of yours would be sat, and for the air to take that shawl to the cave where the companions of the cave, Ashab al-Kahf, are resting. Therefore, dear viewers, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did exactly as Jibril Amin alayhi salam said. Now, he alayhi salatu wa salam laid his blessed shawl down, and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Faruq Azam radiyallahu anhu, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, and Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu anhu, all these four elite companions, they are sitting on each corner of the shawl. Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he commanded the air, it lifted the shawl, and all the four companions, they very peacefully remained seated on the shawl, and within no time they reached the mouth of the cave where Ashab al-Kahf were resting, and the air that air put the shawl down just by the mouth of the cave. Now, these elite companions, alayhim ridwan, as they removed the opening, as they opened the opening of the cave, now what happens is that some light, it enters the cave. And remember, dear viewers, that there was also a dog that is also resting along with Ashab al-Kahf. Now, as the light entered the cave, now all of a sudden, that very dog, who was, you can say, a servant of those awliya who were resting in the cave, now he all of a sudden thought that someone's coming and disturbing these awliya. So he all of a sudden tried to make a noise to avoid people from coming inside or disturbing the rest of those awliya who were resting. However, when the dog realized that they are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they are the leaders of all the awliya, because the dog who was with Ashab al-Kahf, he was the lover of the awliya, the devotee of the awliya. So when the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they entered the cave and he realized that they are the greatest of the awliya, they are the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, now the dog started to kiss the blessed feet of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. And very politely, very affectionately, he led them with the gesture of his head inside. Now, all four companions alayhim ridwan, they go inside the cave, and those Ashab al-Kahf who were asleep, they said to them, "Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu." Now, with the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the companions of the cave, Ashab al-Kahf, they woke up and they also replied to the salam of the companions. Now all four companions, alayhim ridwan, they introduced themselves and they said that indeed the beloved messenger, the final messenger of Allah, Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, had said salam to you. So they replied that may peace and blessings be showered upon the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, until the earth and the sky remain, and upon you as well. Then they sat down and they conversed. The Ashab al-Kahf, the companions of the cave, they embraced faith upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, accepted Islam and said that from us, present our salam in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then they lied again at the same spots where they were, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made sleep overcome them once again, until when Imam Mahdi radiyallahu an would be revealed. Imam Mahdi radiyallahu an would come. So it is stated that when Imam Mahdi radiyallahu an would come, then he would also say salam to them, and once again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would wake them up, and then after that they will go back to sleep until the day of judgment. Anyhow, the all four companions, alayhim ridwan, they stayed over there, they conversed with them, and after the Ashab al-Kahf, they went back to sleep. Then Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they came back and sat at their spots on the shawl, and the air lifted the shoulder of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and brought them back in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam. Now, as this was happening over here, on the other side, Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam and relayed the entire account what happened over here. So all these four companions, alayhim ridwan, how they came to Ashab al-Kahf and what happened over there, everything was relayed to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam by Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. Now when all four companions, alayhim ridwan, they came in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam asked them that, how was your meeting with the companions of the cave and what did they say? So they humbly replied that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we said salam to them and they replied to us. Then we invited them to Islam, which they accepted and entered the folds of Islam, and they glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they also said salam to you. Listening to this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam became very happy and he raised his hands in dua and made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these words, that Ya ilaha al-alameen, do not create separation between me, my relatives, my friends, my brothers and those who love me. And he who loves me loves my Ahlul Bayt. He is their supporter, and he who loves my ashab, my sahaba, O Allah, forgive them. SubhanAllah. So dear viewers, this was the summary of the meeting that took place between these honorable companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, amongst whom was also the second caliph of Islam, our master, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an, and the companions of the cave. This must have been very interesting fact for many viewers of Madani channel, where these honorable companions alayhim ridwan also have this excellence, where for the sake of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they also met Ashabul Kahf, who embraced faith upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam. And we also learned that they woke up when these companions, they went in the cave, and then they went back to sleep, and they will wake up again when Imam Mahdi radiallahu anhu would come and he would say salam to them. And after that, they would go back to sleep until the day of judgment. Let's talk about the second meeting that we were talking about earlier, where Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu meets Uwais-e-Qarni rahmatullah alayhi, subhanallah. Uwais-e-Qarni rahmatullah alayhi, dear viewers, is a very famous Tabi'i saint. In fact, he is known to be the leader of Abdal and Aqtab, those who are Qutb, those who are Abdal, which is the highest ranks of Awliya. Qutb and Abdal are amongst the highest ranks of Awliya. So those who attain this rank, Uwais-e-Qarni radiallahu anhu is known to be among their leaders. And Uwais-e-Qarni radiallahu anhu, he was during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, but he did not behold the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or he wasn't able to attend the company of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because of which he did not get the rank of being a sahabi. However, he rahmatullah alayhi has met sahaba ikram alayhi muridwan, because of which he is known to be a tabi'i. And although he radiallahu anhu did not meet the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but it was at many occasions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam mentioned about Uwais-e-Qarni radiallahu anhu, mentioned his excellences, and also instructed the companions, the likes of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, to meet Uwais-e-Qarni radiallahu anhu, to ask him to make dua for them, and many other excellences were also mentioned. Like in one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that indeed the greatest tabi'i amongst the tabi'een is the one who will be remembered with the name Uwais. In another narration, it is stated that my khalil, meaning my friend in this ummah, is Uwais-e-Qarni. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that there would be a person in my ummah whose name would be Uwais bin Abdullah Qarni. Indeed, his intercession in the favor of my ummah will be accepted even more than the tribe of Rabi'ah and the tribe of Muzar. SubhanAllah. So these are just a few narrations, dear viewers, where we come to know the excellence and the greatness of Uwais Qarni radiyallahu an. Now, dear viewers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also gave the news of the unseen regarding Uwais Qarni radiyallahu an. So Farooq Azam radiyallahu an, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to me that, O Umar, there would be one person in the latter people of my ummah who will be known as Uwais Qarni. He would have a disease on his body. When he will pray to Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty will remove that illness of his, except one small spot that will be on his side. As when he will see it, then he will remember Allah Almighty. O Umar, when you meet him, say my salam to him and ask him to pray for you, because he holds a lot of honor and reverence in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is someone who is very kind towards his mother. If he takes an oath on the name of Allah, then Allah Almighty definitely fulfills it. And he will intercede for my ummah equal to the tribe of Rabi'a and Muzar. Subhanallah. So dear viewers, we can see that how beautifully the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam highlighted the greatness of Uwais Qarni radiyallahu anhu to Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, and also identified Uwais Qarni rahmatullahi alayhi to Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, and mentioned that he is someone who would have a disease, then he would pray to Allah, Allah would remove that disease, except one spot would remain on him, that by seeing that he would remember Allah. And when you meet him, O Umar, so Prophet ﷺ is instructing him that when you meet him, say my salam to him and ask him to pray for your forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. You see, dear viewers, we can see the Prophet ﷺ is commanding Farooq Azam radiallahu an to ask Uwais Qarni radiallahu an to pray for his forgiveness. And then Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayhi is someone whose intercession for this ummah would be accepted equal to the tribe of Rabia and Muzar. In another narration, dear viewers, the second caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, mentions that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that soon a person will come to you who will be referred to as Uwais by people. There would be white spots on his body. Then he will pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah Almighty will remove them. So when you meet him, then make sure to have dua of forgiveness done for you by him. Subhanallah. And then there are other narrations as well, dear viewers, where we come to know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he spoke about the excellences of Uwais Qarni radiallahu anhu to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, instructed Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu to meet Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayhi. And when meet him, not only meet him, but also ask him to pray for his forgiveness. So you can see, dear viewers, that what great excellence Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayhi possesses, that he himself is a tabi'i, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is instructing his ardent devotee, his ardent companion, one of the most elite companions, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, to meet him and also ask him to pray for his forgiveness. There were other signs as well that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, which are covered in different narrations. But now let's talk about when Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu met Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh. So now the Prophet ﷺ had given the news of the unseen regarding Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh to Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. And the news also contained that Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh would be from the people of Yemen. So whenever any caravan would arrive from Yemen, then Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, he would inquire from them. He would keep asking them regarding Uwais Qarni radiallahu anhu. So Sayyidina Usair bin Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that whenever any caravan from the people of Yemen would arrive to Amirul Mu'mineen Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu with some aid, then Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu would ask them, that is Uwais bin Amir amongst you? Because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had also given the news of the unseen that he would be from the caravan of Yemen that would come to with aid. So any caravan from Yemen that would come, Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu would ask them about Sayyidina Uwais Qarni radiallahu anhu. So one day Uwais Qarni radiallahu anhu, he reached Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. Now the dialogue that took place between Farooq Azam radiallahu an and Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh is as following. So Farooq Azam radiallahu an asks him, "Anta Uwais ibn Amir," that are you Uwais son of Amir? To which Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh says, "Naam," meaning that yes, I am. So Farooq Azam radiallahu an, he then further asks, "Min Muradin thumma min Qaran," meaning that you are from the tribe of Murad, then from Qaran. To which again Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh replies, "Naam," meaning yes. Now Farooq Azam radiallahu an, he says that you have the white spots on your body and then you attained deliverance from them, and there's only one spot left on your body to the size of one dirham. Again Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh replies, "Yes, naam." And Farooq Azam radiallahu an, he says, "Laka walidatun," meaning that your mother is also alive, you also have mother. To which he says, "Naam," yes. Now Farooq Azam radiallahu an, he gave him the beautiful news of the unseen of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which he relayed to Farooq Azam radiallahu an regarding Uwais Qarni radiallahu an. So he told him that I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam say that from the people of Yemen, that a person from the tribe of Murad would come to you with aid with the people of Yemen from Qaran. His name would be Uwais bin Amir, and he would have a disease, and he would be recovered from that disease apart from one spot on his body, which would be to the size of one dirham. He has his mother in Qaran, with whom he is very kind and very pious towards her. If he takes an oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Almighty would definitely fulfill it. If you can, then make him do dua for your forgiveness. So this is the message of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu relays to Uwais Qarni radiallahu anhu. And thereafter, he asks him that therefore, please do dua for my forgiveness. Listening to this, Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayhi, he made dua of forgiveness for Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. Now Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu asked him that where do you intend to go now? To which he said, to Kufa. And Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu then said that if you want, I can write a letter to the governor of Kufa so that you don't face any difficulty over there. So Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayhi, he replied that I like to remain among those people who are concealed, or those who are destitute. Allahu Akbar. Now the second year, one of the noble people from amongst the people of Kufa came to Medina and met Farooq Azam radiallahu an. Now Farooq Azam radiallahu an, he asked that noble person regarding Uwais Qarni radiallahu an, and he said that when I came to him, he was living in a very destitute house with a very few essential belongings. Now Farooq Azam radiallahu an relayed the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in detail to him, which was regarding Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh. So now when that person went again to Uwais Qarni radiallahu an, and he asked him to pray for his forgiveness. Now Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh, he replied to him that you are returning from a very noble journey, so please do dua for me, you make dua for me. But that person again insisted that please do dua for me. Now he spoke about Amir al-Mu'mineen Farooq Azam radiallahu an and said that did you meet Farooq Azam radiallahu an? That person, he replied, yes. Listening to this, Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh, he made dua of forgiveness for this very individual as well. After this account, dear viewers, people came to know about Uwais Qarni rahmatullahi alayh. There are other accounts as well which mention somewhat similar account as to which we just mentioned, with a little bit of change in words. But this is, dear viewers, how Farooq Azam radiallahu an met Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh. And we also come to know that what great status and excellence Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh also possessed. And also what great humility he had, that despite being at such a rank, people didn't know about him when he was in Kufa. It was only after Farooq Azam radiallahu an told that very person about Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh, that's when people came to know about his grandeur, about his excellence. But at the same time, dear viewers, we also learn many, many pearls of wisdom from this account. We come to know of the knowledge of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the knowledge of the unseen. He gave knowledge, the news regarding an individual whom he had not met, and that very person had not met the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is informing Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu regarding an individual of future whom he will meet. When you meet him, say this to him, say this to him. He is so pious, so and so forth. So this shows us, dear viewers, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had the knowledge of the unseen with the bestowment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the honorable Sahaba alayhi wa ridwan, they firmly believed in this as well, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam relayed this news of the unseen, the news of the future. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he didn't question him at all. He wholeheartedly, on the spot, believed in every word that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said. And it was because of this very news of the unseen of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu stayed in search of Ubay Qarni radiallahu an, even during the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then during the time of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, and then during his own time as well, because he had been given this news by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam regarding Ubay Qarni rahmatullah alayhi. So he had such great certainty on this that he knew he would meet him. It was just a matter of when. And when that time came, subhanallah, that he made him make dua for him the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had instructed him. We also come to know, dear viewers, that Ubay Qarni rahmatullah alayhi was very, very obedient to his mother. And ulama say that this is also one of the reasons that led to him attaining such a high rank, as he was very obedient to her. As once Ubay Qarni rahmatullah alayhi came in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to behold him, and he sought permission from his mother. The mother gave the permission but said that if you don't find the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then come back. So Ubay Qarni rahmatullah alayhi came to Medina, knocked at the door, and found out that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was not at home. Now all of a sudden he remembered the instructions of his mother that come back if the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is not at home. So Ubay Qarni rahmatullah alayhi, he came back home straight away whilst obeying his mother. So this also shows us that how important it is, dear viewers, to obey your parents. And this is something also which led to such great ranks of Ubay Qarni rahmatullah alayh. And another beautiful lesson that we learn from this very account, dear viewers, is that we should go to the righteous people, to the chosen servants of Allah, and request them to make dua for us, to make dua of forgiveness for us. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam instructed Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu to go to Ubay Qarni rahmatullah alayh. And this also serves as a great principle for us, something which is great guidance for us, for the generations to come, that we should also go to the pious people, to righteous people, and request them to make dua for us. This is proven from the Sahaba, this is proven from the instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So there are many, many pearls of wisdom that we can take from this account. But dear viewers, mainly we wanted to talk about the meeting of Farooq Azam radiallahu an and Ubay Qarni rahmatullah alayhi, and the news of the unseen that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gave Farooq Azam radiallahu an regarding this very meeting, which was going to take place in future, and how beautifully it was eventually conducted, and what beautiful pearls of wisdom there are in this account for us to learn from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to learn from the beautiful pearls of wisdom that we find in this very account, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for the sake of our masters, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an and Ubay Qarni rahmatullah alayh. Ameen. Bijahi khatam in nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab.